Good morning. Welcome to the Kate State Research and Extension Reports. Joining us this morning is Meredith Zeen, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. It feels like it's finally here. I'm just happy.
Well, and fall is a good time of year because we talk about Medicare open enrollment.
Yes, indeed. You go ahead and get right into it.
Okay. Well, just like every year, we really encourage folks to take a look at your Medicare plans, specifically your Medicare Advantage plans and your Medicare Part D standalone drug plans. There are changes every year in the plans, and this year there are some pretty big changes. And so I encourage folks to keep that in mind. October 15th through December 7th is the window where you can review your plans and make changes if you need to, and those changes will take effect January 1. This year, more than ever, and I feel like I say that every year, but this year especially more than ever, folks really need to compare their plans because there are some major changes for prescription drug coverage in 2025. The first being the elimination of the donut hole, which has been kind of our nickname for the coverage gap. And that's where once we reach that certain amount spent between us and our insurance company on our medications, we have seen where we go into the coverage gap in the past and our drug costs have increased. Well, that has gone away, so there's no more coverage gap. Big thing, number one announcement. The second announcement for 2025 is for the first time our out-of-pocket costs as consumers for our prescription medications is being capped at $2,000. So that will definitely affect pocketbooks. We don't know specifically drug costs yet. We don't know specifically plans and plan premiums and drug coverage on the plans, how that's going to change, but we do know for certain that there is that maximum out-of-pocket $2,000 that any one person will pay for their medications throughout the year. Another new thing that we're learning more about each day is each of the Medicare drug plans, whether it's a Medicare Advantage plan with drug coverage or a standalone Part D drug plan, all of these plans must offer what is called the Medicare Prescription Payment Plan. And this is a plan where you can spread out the cost of your medications over a year. And I'll have more information on this to share in the upcoming weeks. But the biggest benefit for the Medicare Prescription Payment Plan is if you're one of those individuals who gets hit right out of the gate in January and February, having to hit a high deductible, having prescription drugs that are a higher out-of-pocket cost because it might be a name-brand drug. I see folks every year where you're starting out the year paying $600 or $700 in January and another $500 in February. Well, this payment plan allows you to spread those drug costs out over 12 months. So it's a really good benefit for folks to have. And like I said, we'll have more information on that here in the next few weeks. We won't be able, as SHIP counselors, we won't be able to look at information in the system until October 1st. So those of us who work and counsel individuals with their Medicare will be able to see something next week and get a better idea of what's available, and then we can share that with the public. I am personally excited about the changes. I think they're going to help folks a lot overall. What I would encourage individuals to do, I know COFO has a wide reach. In the Meredith Zeen Extension District, Miami and Linn County, we have trained SHIC counselors who help folks review their plans each year. For this process, what folks need to do is we have what we call an intake form that we need you to fill out. You get basic information, and then we get a list of your prescription drugs. When you turn that information into us at the office, we do all of the footwork ahead of time. so we will compare plans ahead of time and have all of that information ready, and we'll call and set an appointment with you. That keeps you from having to sit here while we're putting stuff in the computer, really streamlines the process for both the consumer as well as our staff. We start right out of the bat. We'll start doing calling folks for appointments starting October 15th. Really try to have, like to have everybody kind of wrapped up before the end of November, but we have until December 7th, which is when open enrollment ends. If people have questions, you can give our office a call at 913-294-4306, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. The intake form is available on our website, and that website is meritazine.kstate.edu. Or you can pick up the intake forms at our Paola office or our Mound City office, either one. So plan early, first come, first serve. So as soon as you can get your information, we'll get you on the calendar. If you're not in Miami and Linn County, feel free to reach out to the staff at the Frontier Extension District, Janae McNally, as well as the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging there in Ottawa. So there are a lot of places where folks can go for help, and I would encourage you to do so. Super important this year with all the changes.
Yeah, some really important stuff coming up this year. Well, coming up tomorrow at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.